question. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
Last night, a big night for Democrats as they basically swept the board in key elections.
On January 1st, I will be sworn in as the mayor of New York City.
Voters have elected Democrat socialist Zohran Mamdani as the next mayor of New York City. His victory comes after President Trump warned that he may slash federal funding to the city if Mamdani wins. Federal officials are announcing a cutback in the number of flights in U.S. airspace starting Friday morning. It's a result of staffing shortages because of the federal government shutdown.
We have decided that a 10% reduction in scheduled capacity would be appropriate to continue to take the pressure off of our controllers.
FAA Administrator Brian Bedford announced today that the agency will reduce air traffic at 40 high-volume airports if there's no deal to end the shutdown. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy had said earlier that the FAA would be forced to shut down airspace in some markets if the shutdown continued. 12 people now confirmed dead, nearly a dozen hurt following that UPS plane crash in Louisville last night. NTSB investigator Todd Inman says they expect to get answers.
We have identified the cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder. This is what is commonly referred to as a black box. We have investigators now that have located it. As you can imagine, it's suffered some heat, not intrusion, but heat around it. These recorders are built for that.
Officials expect the death toll to rise. Sean Diddy Combs is reportedly expecting a presidential pardon to come his way in the new year. According to TMZ, the imprisoned mogul has been boasting to other inmates about an alleged pardon from President Trump in 2026, and he also claims he will, quote, take care of them, end quote, when he gets out of prison. Combs has been pushing for a presidential pardon since he was convicted of violating the Mann Act in July in New York and sentenced to serve 50 months in prison. I'm Jim Roop.
It doesn't matter what they have to climb.
New Jersey 101.5.
Here's New Jersey fast traffic.
Well, I think we could have guessed that we were going to start getting down trees all around the place. So westbound Route 46 in Knowlton, we have the right lane closed near Ramseyburg Road. Another tree went down on 173. Eastbound west of I-78 in Union Township, the right lane is closed. 202 north south of Maple Avenue in Bernards, all lanes shut with a fallen tree. And there's also a fallen tree on 31 north at Belvedere Avenue in Oxford Township. All lanes are closed. Another one by Jackson Valley Road in Washington Township shuts all lanes. Turnpike northbound truck lanes with the work by 8A still slowing you down. The southbound car lanes are closed. The southbound western spur is closed. Next report's in 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Start your day with First News. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Local news, traffic, weather, policy, sports, and health updates. It's your quick morning briefing.
At Bank of America.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A couple of showers around early on, otherwise very windy overnight. Partly cloudy, will dip back into the low 40s. Winds can gust to 50 miles per hour, cause some localized damage and power outages. Still windy on Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-50s, and then a little bit nicer on Friday. I'm meteorologist John Furyk.
Your New Jersey temperature, it's 58.